Today's daf is Bava Basra Kuf Beis, and we're starting the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Tanan. We learned in a different Mishnah Gemara's going to ask a kasha to what we learned in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we spoke about the shear and size for Kvarim, how much space you would have to give for a Ma'ara for Kvarim. And the Gemara is going to ask from another Mishnah that the Shiurim contradict what we said over here. Zok the Gemara Tanan, also we learned in a different Mishnah. Hamoitzei Meis, if someone is walking along the way and he finds a mace, he finds a corpse, and it's in an area that no one knew that there was a caver over there. So if you find this mace and he's Mushkov Kedarkoi, and the body of this mace is lying properly the way Yidden bury a body, and it's the Gemara's Medayik in other places, in Nazir and Oihalis, about the words of mace, that he wasn't horuk, he wasn't killed, Mushkov Kedarkoi, he was lying in the proper way. There's many halachas that we learn out from this. Zok to Gemara, what's the halach? If you find the mace that's Mushkov Kedarkoi, so then noitloi, you are allowed to take and remove that mace, the estefusasoi, and its surrounding karka, three tfachim around the body, you're permitted to pick up that mace with its karka around it and move it to another place, in order that now the area that you want to walk on will be Torah for Kehanim to go. So we don't know that this is a basic forest. If it would be a proper basic forest, you would not be permitted to just pick up bodies and move them out. But if you find just one mace, we assume that it's a Yid, because he's Mushkov Kedarka, he's lying in the proper way, and we're assuming that he was placed there temporarily. They must have been in a rush. It may have been a Friday burial before Shkia, and people forgot to come back. And Mamela, you have a heter to move him. Now, you also have to move Estifusasoi, the surrounding karka, and that's learned out. Rashbam brings down, interesting, that's learned out from Yaakov Avinu. He told them, Unsasani mi Mitzrayim. When Yaakov told Yosef, when you leave Mitzrayim, take me, when he was Nifter, you should take Yaakov Avinu out of Mitzrayim, he said, Unusasani mi Mitzrayim, and we darsh in those words, mi Mitzrayim toilimi, take some of Mitzrayim with me in my burial place, which means the body could decay, and we assume that some of the karka around the body may have some parts and particles and some of the decaying body in it. Therefore, you have to take as tefusasoi the area around the body as well. So Nachmal the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, Hamoitzi Mace Mushkov Kedark, if you find a mace that's lying in its normal Yiddish way of burial, Noitloi, you'll have to pick up that mace of Estefusasi and the surrounding Karka, and you'll have to move it somewhere else, and you can make this area Torah for Kehanim. Shnayim, what happens if you found two? So still, Noitlon, Estefusasi, and you take those two bodies and the surrounding Karka with them. Matzah Shloish, what happens if you found three bodies? So then we say like this, in Yesh Beinayim Arba Atshmoin, if they are in the area, they're lying in the area of 4 to 8 Amis, Harezu Shchunas Kvaris, then we consider this area to be a proper base of Kvaris and you cannot move them. And Ubaidik Mimenu Ulahalon, not only that, from these three bodies, you have to be Baidik in all directions, Esrim Amma, 20 Amis. And to make sure that the area is not a proper base of kvarim more than what you found. If you found three kvarim here, perhaps there are many more kvarim 10 feet away, 20 feet away. So we say up to 20 amis, you have to search the area. And if you don't find any other bodies, then you know you're safe. What happens if, after looking 20 amis in all directions, motzo echad b'soif esrim amma, you thought you were fine, you're checking up to 18 amis, 19 amis, and then by the 20th amma, you find another body. So we don't say that that body is a standalone corpse. We say, Baidik mimenu ulalon chafama. You just have to extend the area of searching another 20 amis. Shereglayim ledover, because there's a reglayim ledover that it's a basic verse. Shilu metchil, if you only found this guy, Motzo, if you only found this last body itself, noitle vestafusasa, you would just pick him up and move him out. But now that we found him after the fact that we found the other three bodies, so there's a raglayim ledover, there seems to be an indication that it's a proper base of kvaris, and we don't say that they're unrelated. On the contrary, we say there are three bodies here, there's not a body here, the whole area may be base of kvaris, you have to extend the parameter of checking. That's the end of that Mishnah over there. Talk to Gemara, Amamar, based on this Mishnah, what did we say? Interesting, we used the Lashon Mar for the Mishnah that we just learned. But Amamar, the Tana in the Mishnah just said, May Arba Ad Shmoina, that you check the area on top of the Omid, it said Matzah Shloisha, and Yesh B'Nei Arba Ad Shmoina. That was the shear given for this Mishnah. If you find three bodies within a space of Arba Ad Shmoina, 48 Amis, then we say this is a proper basic forest. Frag to Gemara, this shear of finding three bodies within a space of 4 to 8 does not stem with what our Mishnah said. Previously, yesterday's blot, when our Mishnah spoke about the area given for cemeteries or for Ma'aris, so we spoke about the Machlekes Tanakam and Reb Shimon. Frakti Gemara, this Arbat Shmein Amani, who does it go like? Irabbanon, if you want to say that this Mishnah goes like Rabbanon, Ha'amni Da'al Damas. They said it's Da'al Damas Al Sheish, it's 4 by 6. Irab Shimon, it's 6 by 8. So this shear of our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, who does it go like? It doesn't go like the Rabbanon, and it doesn't go like Reb Shimon. The Rabbanon because in our Mishnah in Bava Basra says 4 by 6. Reb Shimon in Bava Basra says 6 by 8. This Mishnah we learned today says 4 by 8. Who does this go like? So the Gemara lo'olam Reb Shimon. Really goes like Reb Shimon, but the machloikis in what Reb Shimon actually said. V'hai Tanahu, it goes according to the following Tana that has a different Shita in Reb Shimon. This other Tana says Reb Shimon said something entirely different, and according to that Reb Shimon, this Mishnah stems beautifully. The Tanya, Motzer Etzufin Beinbi Neimi Dalid Amis Adches. If you find a bunch of bodies packed together, and there is not space between them, Dalid Adches, then we say Yesh Lehen Tfusa, then all you have to consider these bodies as temporarily placed bodies, not a proper base of kvaris, and all you have to do when you remove them is the tfusa, the three tfachim around the bodies, like we spoke about before, that the bodies decay a little bit into the ground, and you can pick them up, even though it's a bunch of bodies, even though it's more than 2, 3, 4, but as long as the area that they're taking up is less than 4 by 8, you can pick them up. All they have is the halacha of tfusa, the karka you have to remove along with it. But ve'en lam shchunas kvaris, they don't count like a base of kvaris. That's what the Tanakhama says of this new Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Oimer Mishon Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon, Stam Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Yechai. So this Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says that Reb Shimon says, Roin Esrem Tzoyim Kilo Einon. We consider the bodies in the middle of this big caver as though they're not there. We disregard them. Vashar Mitzdarfin, and you count the edges of the bodies from the edge of the first body to the edge of the last body. Midalad Amis Vadches. Dumar is soon going to say, as far as why do you consider that they're not there, the ones in the middle. But bottom line is, this Shita says clearly that Reb Shimon Taka holds, you disregard the ones in the middle, but what's the parameters? 4 to 8. Oh, that's what this Tana that we started the daf with over here, Kuf Beis on top, says the measurement of 4 to 8. The Gemara asks, who does that go like? In our Mishnah, it's either 4 by 6 or 6 by 8. Who does that go like? 4 by 8. The Gemara goes according to Reb Shimon. But which Reb Shimon? Not Reb Shimon Girsa in our Mishnah. The Reb Shimon that's quoted in this Mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says that Reb Shimon said something entirely different. He said 4 by 8. Oh, 4 by 8. That's the Makar. That's the Shita that stems with this Stam Mishnah. So Akti Gemara, B'maya Kimta, how do you Zetzayin our Mishnah here today? Could Reb Shimon? Is that saying like Reb Shimon? Gemara Kash, Eim Sefer. In the Sefer it says, "Boiduk Himenu Lahalon Esrim Ama." You should check from the end of what you found 20 Amas to make sure that there's no other Kfarim in the vicinity. Gemara Mani, who does that go like? The Shear of 20. Reb Shimon. If you're saying that the Mishnah here goes like Reb Shimon, Esrim Metartin Ava. It should be a Cheshbon of 22, because in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, he says it would be a 6 by 8. You count the 2 eighths, the length of it, plus the 6 of it, which makes it a cheshbon of 22. So how could you cheshbon 20 amos from the edge of the corpse, like we're saying over here? If you're zetting on that the Mishnah is here, goes like Reb Shimon Shita, Reb Shimon Shita should really equal, you have to look at 22 amos. And Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Tamni Sari Avin, it should be 18 amos. According to the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, it should be cheshbon of 18, 666. So if you refer back to those numbers, you'll see that you either need to check 18 amos as a maximum space, or 22 amos. How could we say that this Mishnah goes like our Mishnah, goes like Reb Shimon, our Mishnah, if it goes like Reb Shimon, you got to really check 22. And if you want to say that this Mishnah goes like our Rabbanon, you got to check 18. Bottom line, this Mishnah cannot stem like any Shita of our Mishnah from yesterday. Zok the Gemara, la'olam, I'll tell you a teretz, it's not a problem. Rabbanani. Really, it is going like the Rabbanan. We said according to Rabbanan, you have to have how much? 18. Zok the Kegoin de Bodak ba'alach soina. You have to check in a alachsin. Yitaka found the three bodies, so you have to check as though it would be a ma'ara, even though Rav Shimon Taka says the chesmon would be 6 by 8, but when you check the area of 6 by 8 in the alachsoin, it's going to come out another 1.2 amis. So it's in between 1 and 2, so we're going to round it up to 2 amis. So I'm Rabbanan. Let's start again. The Teretz is La'olam Rabbanani. Really, we're saying that this Mishnah goes like Rabbanan. We asked the Kasha, if it's Rabbanan, you only need 18 amis from the edge of it, right? Because they say 666. So if each one is 6, you times that, the two of them, the length by 6 times 2 plus the space in between is 3 times 6 is 18. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, that you should only have to check a distance of 18 amis. And this Mishnah on top of the page says you check a distance of 20 amis, right, for the vicinity. So how does it sin? Zagmar, no, it's not a problem. Really, we're saying it goes like the Rabbanan. We asked like the Rabbanan, you should only have to have how much? 18. Teretz is, you check the first ma'ara, you don't check it 6 straight, you check it across. You check it in a diagonal. The what?
That adds 200.
And that adds, if you do the, I think from school days, it's called the Pythagorean theorem, right? If you have a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right? So, Mamela, if you have 4 by 6, so if you do the diagonal of such a rectangle, it's going to come out, it's not going to be 6 down because 6 is straight. So, if 6 in the diagonal, it'll be another 1.2 amis long. So, Mamela, it's not going to be 18, it'll be 19.2. So, Chazal rounded up to 20. So, Bekitza, you're just measuring the distance, not in a straight line, you're doing it as though it was a diagonal. It's a more thorough search. You're not just checking straight, you're checking diagonal. You would hit any part of the kvarim, if there were kvarim there. So that's Mar's text inside. Lo'oilam Rabbanani, really going like the Rabbanani. Could go into Baduk Ba'aluch Soina. Fredi Marakash Midaha Ba'aluch Soina. If you're checking one of them Ba'aluch Soina, Hanami Ba'aluch Soina. You have to check both of them Ba'aluch Soina. So right, the Rabbanani say it's 6 plus a space plus another 6. So if this one is more than 6 amis, so the second ma'ara, you also should have to check more than 6 amas. So it should be vital more than that. So the Gemara, the teretz is esematatiav, and then it would be 22. Even the Rabbanan would say you add on another 2. And with the Gemara, chod balach soin amrinon, one of them you have to check balach soin, tre balach soin amrinon. You're not chayshish that they have more in the area of diagonals. You only have to check one of them. The diagonal, you don't have to be machme so much. And memela, that's how you get the chesm of 20. Zog the Gemara, Rav Sheshe, Virei, Rav Idiom, Ala Oilam, he says another pshat. The whole Mishnah is really Rav Shimon. Because that's another Mishnah like Rav Shimon. Vach Maiskina, I'm Benefili. Even though Rav Shimon says that the area would be larger, and the Gemara asks, why do you only check 20 amis? You should have to check 22 amis. Rav Shimon's measurement is always larger. Why is it only 20? The text is, over here we'll say that it was a nafel, it was a stillborn, and obviously if it's a stillborn, the kvarim are going to be smaller, and Mamela, he minimizes the shear to 20, and that's why it's not a steer. In the Mishnah, Taka, he's talking about a regular will be Taka 22, but over here we're talking about a nafel, and Mamela will be small. Fracti Gemara, if one of them is a nafel, Menahab bin Nefili, Hanami bin Nefili, the other one should also be a nafel. So, Tani said, sorry, Havin, it should to be 18. Why do you have to check 20 amis? If you chayshah that it's only an eifel, the kvarim over here, so then you should minimize both searches, both spaces, and it should only equal up to 18. Why does the Mishnah say on top of today's daf that it's 20 amis? If you found one of them to be an eifel, you say that's an eifel, but to say that both of them, two ma'aras of nefalim, you don't have to be chayshish. Fine. And mainly he doesn't minimize it that way. It's something that would be unusual, and that's where the shear is 20. One last. Kashi, Rami, Rabbanon, Rami, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. We'll ask a stira between the shittas Rabbanon and the shittas of Reb Shimon. The Tanya, really the Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Kerem anatu al pochas me'arbamas. If you have a vineyard that is planted with the space in between the rows less than 4 amas. Now usually, when you plant vineyards, you would plant it with a space of 4 amas in between in order that the animals, and we had this earlier, that you could walk through with your kalem and your plow. So, but this kerem anatu al pochas me'arbamas was less than 4 amas apart. Reb Shimon Oimer, Einoi Kerem, we do not consider this a Kerem. This is considered a forest. It's not considered a Kerem in Halacha, has certain standards, and any self-respecting Kerem would not stand for such a thing. They have less than 4 amas in between. So Mimele, the Halachic standard of a Kerem has to be if it's 4 amas apart. If it's less, if it's more dense, then we say in Halacha doesn't take on the Halachas of a Kerem, for Halachas of Kalayim, etc. Even though it's less than 4 amas apart, Harei is a Kerem. We don't consider it a problem. We say, no, it's a Kerem. The ground are closer together, but it's a Kerem. And what do you say? The Chachamim say, V'royin esom tzoyman, we consider the intermediate rows, the rows in between the 4 amas. You have every 2 inches another row. We consider those rows in between the 4 amas and 4 amas, kilo enon, as though they're not there. We disregard them. And Mamela, if you disregard them, you have a very geshmak of Kerem, 4 amas apart. That is the mission. In fact, Markasha derabanan derabanan, the Kasha derabshimin and derabshimin. We just said earlier over here on Amud Aleph that according to Rabbanon, we said the Tanya, the Mishnah, the second Mishnah Miller Amud on Amud Aleph. We said Matzan Tzufin. If you found bodies together, ve'ein b'nei midal damz l'cheres amis, they're not within the proper shear. So the Tanakama says it does not count like a proper base of kvaris. And Reb Shimon Yehuda says the name of Reb Shimon that it counts like a proper base of kvaris because we disregard them. So this concept of disregarding the stuff in the middle is a stira. Over there we said Rabbanan and Reb Shimon hold one way, and here this Braisa says the same shitas, the same people hold by a Karen the opposite way. So what do you hold? Do you hold, you disregard the stuff in the middle? Do you not disregard the stuff in the middle when you have to get to a certain shear, whether it's for Karen or whether it's for kvar? Zakti Gemara, the Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon like Kash, it's not a steer in Reb Shimon. Hasam, because by a kerem, that Reb Shimon says you cannot count the rows as though they're not there. Reb Shimon says it's a problem if they're too densely planted. Why? Because le'nati inchi adaita le'yoker. Reb Shimon says a very glatta svara. You can't say that you're planting rows in between with the intent of uprooting them. If they're there, you planted them. So what do you mean I should disregard them? The guy planted them for a reason. So you can't disregard them. But maybe it was a Friday afternoon burial. They were in a big rush. And they said, you know what, we'll stick in this body here. At least over Shabbos it should be buried. The body should not have to wait without a kvura. And they did it with the kavana that they'll return and take him out. So Mamela, it's not really with the intent of a proper kaver, with a proper base of kvaris. So Reb Shimon says you could disregard it in the sense, as long as the parameters of the kvarim are the proper shear, even though there's not the proper space in between, and it's densely populated, but we can disregard them because it was meant there, it was meant and placed there only temporarily, and maybe the taka forgot about it, that's why it's there. Fine. So therefore, you could disregard the bodies in the middle. The Rabbanon, it's not a steer in the Divrei Rabbanon, because Hacha by Kvura, Kivin de Minval, since it is not recovered for a mace to remove the body, unless in Halacha there's certain reasons to remove the body to bring him to a Kivri Avos. Sometimes you have a body that's buried out in some place, and you want to bring that body to a family plot, to a family cemetery. So for covered hameis, or if they're going to, the goyim are going to build on top of the cemetery so you could remove them. And as there are many stories throughout the Doiris, so the Ar had taid him to move it. But Stamazoi, to pick up a body and move it, we don't want to do that. Zom Garbonon, since it's Minvil, it's not a covered for the maze, so we say we don't care. As long as it was put there, it was put there. And you can't disregard them. You can't say, yeah, it was only put there temporarily. Unless you have a big tzairuf to move it, you're not going to move it. So Mela, it's a real kaver. If it's not the right share, you don't disregard the space in the middle, and it's a problem. It minimizes the proper share. You don't have a proper share. But Hossam, by a kerem, even though you have some stuff planted in between the rows, a typical kerem would be every 4 amas another thing, and here you have stuff densely populating the kerem. So in the Rabbanan, it's not a problem. You could disregard it. Why? Because Hossam, he says, "Hai minai the shaper. The ones that grow properly, I'll keep. The ones that are strong and they have enough space to be yoinik from the karka, I'll keep. And the lay shaper, level at tzivi. The ones that aren't good, I'll use them for firewood. So memela, even by a kerem."
So you're assuming that the ones in between are not going to be good.
We're assuming that, right? Typically, that's why you have the space to give enough room to be yoinik, enough room to go. The Gemara says the reason is to have enough room to go in between. But we're saying a svara that even though it's not going to be a good growth, Even though it's not going to be good growth, it doesn't mean you disregard the whole kerem over here. We say, no, the kerem is going to blame the kerem. There's ones in between may not be good. Okay, we'll use it for something else and we'll take it out. What's the point? The point is that we know that you'll take them out, you'll throw them out, right? So Reb Shimon says, if you plant it, you're not going to throw it out. Rabban says, no, we'll find something to use it for. So Rabban says, you could disregard the middle ones because we don't really care to disregard them. We'll rip them out and we'll use it for something else. Havin Allah, Hamaycha Peis. Let's start the Mishnah. Ha'oimer. I think this is the smallest perik in the Masechta, 7 blat. Ha'oimer beis kor ofer. Harmin lachaveri. Beis kor ofer, I'm going to sell you a beis kor. I'm going to sell you a beis kor. The area, as big as a beis kor. So the area has to be 75,000 square amas. So if I'm selling you this beis kor, so up the Mishnah, what happens? Hoyusham nekor mamukim asarat vachim. If there were ditches and holes in the karka, or there were these large stones. So if I'm selling you a field, right? And in the field you have these ditches, you have holes, or you have these large rocks. Do we say that, hey, you said you sell me a field and in 30 places in this field there were these big rocks, that takes away part of the karka. I can't plant on that. Or do we say, hey, I gave you the parameters of the field and that's your field, right? The measurements on the outside is shtins. There were holes 10 tvachim deep, asara tvachim, ois loim gvayim yutvachim, or racks high 10 tvachim, einam nimdodim ima. They are not part of the cheshbon, and you have to add on more land for the koine, right? You have to sell him the base core plus another 30 feet because there's a lot of area that's not plantable, not usable. But if they are smaller holes in the karka, or if they are smaller stones, then in Dodamima, it's impossible to sell a guy a land that doesn't have one pebble, one rock, one little, it's never perfect. So Mamela, up to 10 tvachim, we say, hey, you got the karka. But if there are holes that are 10 tvachim deep, that's a proper hefsek in the karka, it's a proper damage in the karka, then if I said I'm selling you a base kor, you have to be mashlim up to that shear of all those holes, you have to give him a little more land. Then Amalayin, if you told him ki beis kor offer, not a beis kor, but he said like a beis kor offer ani meichelof. If I'm selling you something similar to beis kor, afilo hayisham nekor amukim. Even if there are holes or ditches that are deeper than yois meisar tvachim, deeper than 10 tvachim, or slaim gvarim yois meisar tvachim, or slaim racks that are higher than 10 tvachim tall, had a elu nimdadim imo, then they are sold along with it. Because he said, ki beis kor, like a beis kor, so you don't have to be exact. Shkoyach.